This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Wednesday, June 3rd. This is John Michael Marty. Thanks to farmers, we enjoy an abundance of food, clothing, and shelter. You all know that. But do children know where these products come from? Do they know that before these items ever get to the grocery store, that they are grown and raised by a caring farmer? Farm to Cart is a new game recently launched by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Foundation for Agriculture. It helps learners make the connection that food comes from the farm before it reaches the grocery store and eventually our homes. It reinforces that many of these items are grown in the soil, raised on land, or grown on trees. The game introduces players pre-K to elementary to the general process for the production of various agricultural products. Players will become aware that farmers use land in different ways to grow crops. And through the game, young learners discover how to describe the general process for the production of an agricultural product and how farmers use land to grow crops. Players race to be the first to harvest items from the farm and place them in their grocery carts. And to win, a player must have 3 items that grow on trees, 3 animal products from the land, and 3 items from the soil. Sounds like fun, really. The game's offered as a free PDF download on www.agfoundation.org. All you'll need is scissors, tape, or glue, and, of course, a playing dice. Again, that website for that download is www.agfoundation.org. The USDA is celebrating National Home Ownership Month this June by highlighting rural development's ongoing role in helping residents of America's small towns and cities purchase homes in rural areas. Since 1949, the United States Department of Agriculture has helped nearly 3.9 million rural residents achieve the American dream of home ownership, helping nearly 140,000 rural families in 2014 alone. Rural development programs support home ownership by providing direct home loans for low-income applicants, with interest rates as low as 1%, and loan guarantees for moderate-income families. They also provide home repair loans and grants to help rural homeowners with home improvements and repairs. In Illinois, during 2014, rural development helped more than 4,000 families in purchasing a home or refinancing and over 7,000 low-income households with rent support. More information on those rural development programs can be found at rd.usda.gov/IL. That's rd.usda.gov/IL. Illinois wheat will yield an average of just more than 60 bushels per acre, according to an unofficial estimate gleaned from a tour of fields in southern Illinois. Participants in the annual tour, organized by the Illinois Wheat Association, traveled across the region, stopping at wheat fields in a number of counties. The observers, including farmers, millers, agronomists, and others, split into several groups, spread out across a number of counties in the state's wheat belt, including Fayette. They made tiller counts and checked for signs of disease and other problems. The groups came together at the end of the day at the U of I Research Center located near Brownstown. The estimate, averaged from tiller counts taken in dozens of wheat fields, was 60.5 bushels per acre. Not surprisingly, the yield estimate was down from last year's tour estimate of nearly 65 bushels per acre. The actual 2014 yield, published by the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service, was better, averaging 67 bushels per acre. Wet conditions last fall delayed harvest of corn and soybeans, pushing wheat planting later than normal at many farms and likely reduced planted acreage across the state. "We're not real excited about tiller counts," said Dave DeVore of Seymour Milling in Teutopolis, whose group covered Effingham, Clay, Jasper, Richland, and Fayette counties. "They're certainly down from last year." Mark Miller of Mental Milling in Mount Olive saw similar results. His group sampled fields in Madison County, among others. Tiller counts weren't great, Miller said. Stands were at a little bit thin in places. We saw some evidence of fields being abandoned, and there were areas and fields that were really good, and there were areas and fields that were thin due to standing water. Evidence of an acreage drop was found by one group led by Darrell Shawl, a grain merchandiser with Archer Daniels Midland. His group swept through Effingham, Clay, Fayette, and Marion counties and walked fields on 11 farms. We stopped at every other field or every third field. We drove a lot and didn't see many. The areas we drove, the acreage is down substantially from last year. Many tour participants saw little to get excited about. On the other hand, there was little to be alarmed about. It was a pretty average crop, Shawl said. There was nothing spectacular, but then again, nothing terrible. It was fairly average. Well, that's the best we can hope for. That's the best we can hope for. That's our farm show for today. Part two, that is. We'll do it again tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.